Joe Fisher always pulls a power play to get the window seat on these road trips with Vanderbilt. He joins us now. Commodores at Mississippi State tomorrow, 12:30 pregame, 1:30 kickoff right here on the Zone. Joe, what's happening this morning?
Well, just getting ready to leave today and head down. We'll fly down to Columbus, Mississippi this early this afternoon. The team will go straight over to the field in Starkville. They'll get their walkthrough in and then head to the hotel, back to Columbus to the hotel and get ready for the game. And, you know, it's one of those situations where I saw some people talking yesterday, going on some of the internet boards and looking to see what people are chatting about, and someone had said that we were going to announce today who the starting quarterback is going to be, and I don't think that's going to happen. I think that Bobby Johnson will keep that under wraps until game time on Saturday, and there's really no reason to make a big public announcement about it. I would imagine the guys know probably who is starting, but the other factor involved is I don't think it matters that much to the team as long as Chris is healthy. And you know, if he's 100% and they're confident in him, then they'll go ahead and probably let him start. If they're not, don't think he's 100%, then I think you look for McKenzie Adams. But we probably won't know tomorrow.
This is a kind of a nice change up, Joe, I guess, for Vanderbilt coming in as the big dogs and being that heated team, you know, the hated team coming into a hostile environment where normally everyone thinks it's, you know, in the past it'd be a pushover, but now they're the big dogs and they got to get used to playing that way.
No, you're right, Frank. It's kind of similar to what we talked about last week, and, you know, Mark brought it up quite often about how, you know, really when Auburn came to town and all the attention and everything, really the story was Vanderbilt. You know, they were the focus, and really for the first time in a game on a national stage, you know, Vanderbilt was the topic of conversation, and you wondered how they would handle all that. Well, they obviously handled it pretty well. Now here's the next step. You're the road favorite by most people's opinions, going to a very tough place to play, a place that Vanderbilt hasn't won in a long, long time, down in Starkville, and you're going down there with the target on your back. So it's been a team so far that seemed to be very mature in handling these things. It's always been a team that's played pretty well on the road in the past couple of years, so I think they're looking forward to it.
Joe, this is a line in the sand game for Mississippi State. They're 1-4. They went to a bowl game a year ago. They were very disappointed, you know, beginning with the loss to Louisiana Tech, where they really just let it get away from them. They've played Auburn close. You know, they went down and played LSU fairly close in Baton Rouge. Not a team to look past, but, you know, I want to ask you, you know, just getting back to the quarterbacks, even though, you know, whoever plays, it's a similar situation to Auburn in my mind, and that is, can the Commodores make some plays through the air?
Well, they're going to have to, and hopefully they have a little bit of confidence after making some plays through the air last week. And also, I talked to George Smith a little bit, and you'll hear from George in our pregame show tomorrow. You know, George was back, and it was good to have him back on the field. But, Frank, as you well know, there's a big difference in just coming back in that first game and coming back and being in game condition, game shape. You know, he said he used the word rusty. You know, he felt rusty in that game, and it felt really good to get out there, get in a game, and sort of knock some of the rust off. So I anticipate that George thinks he'll be better tomorrow than he was last week, and that certainly helps Vanderbilt. We saw Alex Washington get some playing time in the game last week and trying to test that knee out a bit. He's got to be confident on that knee. If he's able to give them some more quality time, that's going to be a big help to the passing game too. So, the evolution of Brandon Barden at tight end, as a player that is really a go-to guy now, I think they feel a little more confident that they've got more weapons out there along with Sean Walker and Justin Wheeler, who was a great target for Adams too.
And Joe, you got to be pretty impressed with what Barden's done. Really not a whole lot of experience in playing tight end for Vanderbilt.
No, it really was. You know, when he started out on the depth chart, he was, you know, third on the depth chart, I guess, and he sort of learned quickly and climbed the ladder. He's another guy who's really taken the time that he had in his transfer time to heart. He's gotten better. You know, he's tall. He runs really well, and he's made a couple of nice catches in the end zone. I think they're very confident in using him as a target, but I think Ted Kaine kind of feels like he got through the first part of the season, you know, in some way with kind of smoke and mirrors a little bit, because, you know, a quarterback banged up at times, missing two top receivers, missing Jeff Jennings. You know, how do they keep finding ways to do it? And now it's kind of like he's got more of the pieces back in place to use the whole package.
Joe, thanks as always, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, I've been asked a lot, too, guys, about the Vanderbilt-Georgia game, and it's one of those rare occurrences. The schedule won't be announced, the kickoff won't be announced until Sunday for that game, because basically I think they're just waiting to see what happens with our game and with the Tennessee-Georgia game, and then they'll make their decision. It's probably either going to be a national ESPN game or it'll be a Raycom game. It just depends on what happens this weekend.
Actually, I'll see you later this morning. Take care, Joe.
Okay.